Ron Quinton's online. Morning to you, Ron.
Morning, Andrew.
We're on a heavy eight, mate, which is a bit of a surprise for us with the run of weather. It had to turn at some stage, I guess, mate.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they give it out a heavy eight. The two riders that rode on the gallop this morning, they didn't think it was heavy eight. They thought it was better than that. So it'll be interesting to see if we get an upgrade pretty quickly, maybe, if nothing happens during the morning.
Just may slow a few of these speedsters down and help your two mares, Ron, you know, being only 2 weeks with the mile back to 1,200.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, and they both can handle it okay, so, you know, it shouldn't worry them. And, you know, they are, look, really, they are pretty well weighted in the race for what they've done and won. And so, you know, like, they're pretty well placed. It's always hard, as you know, coming back from 16 to 12. It's not an easy task for them, but I tell you what, they're very, very well. I couldn't be happier with both mares there.
Yeah, it's just hard to assess them as far as betting propositions are concerned. You know, like, because you got 2 weeks again, then you've got to go to another mile in their grand final.
That's exactly right, you know, but we didn't have a lot of other options. Because last year there was only 3 weeks between the Angst and the Meyer, which I would have been happy to go in 3 weeks. But this year it was 4 weeks, and we had to give them a run somewhere. And I was very reluctant to want to take them to Caulfield because, as we know, Caulfield's can be a tricky track for Sydney horses. And if you happen to draw wide there at the 1400, well, you're nearly out of business sometimes, you know.
Mm.
So I thought they could, my main aim is to have them, train my horses to have them at their peak in a fortnight. They've only got to come down the road and they're running for good prize money and it's another group race. So if either of them win, well, it'll be another point on their resume.
Yeah, for sure. But all in all, you sound pretty happy with both of them.
I'm delighted with them because they both ate up. On the Saturday night after they run, and I was able to give them a really quiet week that week. And then Saturday morning they done a little bit of work, and then they had a course proper gallop on the Tuesday, a little bit of a blowout, and so they ought to be, they look terrific, and I couldn't be happier with them in the stable.
Yep, I'm sure they're both going to run well. Good luck.
Thanks. Have you got that engagement ring for Dixie?
Well, I've dumped it today. I'm not tipping it today. You know? I'll save it up for Melbourne.
No doubt about you.
he drops off, Ron.
No, I thought he almost had the engagement ring there for Dixie last week, you know. And,
oh, yeah, I could have kissed her.
Anyway, he's a hard man to get.
Just ask Cheryl that, mate. You know, 1 minute he's happy, and then the next minute his head's wobbling all around the place, mate.
He's going pretty well.
All right, good on you, Ron. Good luck with the pair.
No worries. Thanks a million.
Thanks, mate.